You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire man charged in the fatal crash that killed a Dunn County correctional officer has agreed to a plea deal. 41-year-old Mark Sokolowski has entered a guilty plea to the charge of homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. The crash occurred on December 24th at around 2:30 a.m. on U.S. Highway 12 at County Highway E. According to the criminal complaint, a Dunn County deputy witnessed Sokolowski fail to stop at a stop sign at a high speed, causing the collision. A preliminary breath test allegedly showed a blood alcohol content of nearly double the legal limit. A Ladysmith City administrator and his sister have been arrested after allegedly attempting to illegally record a closed county board session. According to the Rusk County Sheriff's Office, 37-year-old Alan Christensen and his 34-year-old sister Stephanie Christensen are facing charges of attempting to use electronic, mechanical, or other devices to intercept oral communications in relation to the closed county board session on August 26th. Video footage allegedly shows Stephanie using her cell phone to record the session through a closed door. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development have announced a new round of commercial driver training grant funding. According to a press release, the program aims to support the state's driving workforce with sustainable wages, recruitment, and helping drivers obtain a commercial driver's license. Trainers who are listed on the Federal Training Provider Registry, operate in Wisconsin, and provide training that meets entry-level requirements could receive a portion of the funding. Applications will be accepted until October 28th. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation will soon begin accepting applications for agricultural roads improvement grant funding. According to a press release, the application period for the first round of grant funding through the new biennial state budget will open on October 6th. $50 million will be available during the first round to support projects across the state focused on improving rural roads and culverts. The grant funding is meant to make transporting the state's agricultural and forestry products more efficient. Planning for a proposed $1.6 billion data center in Dunn County has been paused following significant community pushback over recent weeks. The Menominee City Council previously voted to annex and rezone a portion of land for the data center proposed by Balloonist LLC. Residents raised a number of environmental concerns about the proposed project, specifically on water usage. On Monday, Mayor Randy Knack announced a draft memo to the company advising them that the city is no longer interested in pursuing the project. The town of Troy advanced plans to construct a new fire substation at a board meeting last week. The town board voted to approve a resolution to construct the new substation, which will require another town electorate vote in a special meeting next week to go forward. The substation will be located where the recycling center currently stands, and officials have not yet determined if the two facilities would share the land or if the recycling center would be moved. Volunteer firefighters would be under the jurisdiction of the Hudson Fire Department. Barron County public health officials are inviting residents to a presentation on tick-borne illnesses on Thursday evening. A representative from Barron County Public Health will host the presentation at the Thomas St. Angelo Public Library of Cumberland on Thursday at 5:30 p.m. The most common tick-borne illness in the state is Lyme disease from deer ticks, but some can carry more severe diseases like Powassan virus or alpha-gal syndrome. Residents interested in attending the event should register ahead by phone or by emailing the library. Republican State Representative Scott Krug has introduced a proposal to allow clerks to begin counting absentee ballots a day earlier. The current election process requires clerks to wait until Election Day to count absentee ballots, causing delays in larger areas of the state like Milwaukee and Madison. The proposal would also require absentee ballot drop boxes to have 24-hour video surveillance live-streamed on the local municipality's website and require that ballots be transferred from the drop boxes to a storage facility under law enforcement supervision. Republican state lawmakers have introduced a handful of bills aimed at increasing affordable housing supply in Wisconsin. The legislation was announced in a press conference on Tuesday and includes proposals to allow more accessory dwelling units to be built, streamlining the process for creating new lots for housing subdivisions, and establishing a revolving loan program for first-time home buyers. They say the bill package is not aimed at increasing subsidized housing, but increasing the amount of overall housing stock in the state. Northern Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has officially announced he will run for governor in the 2026 election. In his announcement, Tiffany said his top priority would be improving Wisconsin's business climate. He's the third Republican to enter the race so far, joining Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and New Berlin businessman Bill Berrien. Five candidates have announced in the Democratic primary field, including Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, State Senator Kelda Royce, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Packers and the Cowboys. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers play the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love says they learned some tough lessons in Cleveland during their loss to the Browns.
Every week is opportunity to learn and grow and experience things as a team. And obviously, I think defense did a great job last week. Offensively, special teams, we didn't do enough.
Baseball, the Brewers have tonight off after beating the Padres 3-1 in San Diego. Aaron Ashby awarded the win. Abner Uribe got the save. Pat Murphy.
Jansen gave us, nobody's mentioned Jansen yet. You guys paying attention to the game? He caught the whole game. He caught six different pitchers. A walk, a hit, and a homer. I thought he was great.
Yeah, catcher Danny Jansen out of West High School in Appleton, Wisconsin, on coming back to Milwaukee against the Reds with the magic number down to one.
Yeah, it feels great. Good momentum going home for the final three games. In front of our home crowd, it's going to be amazing.
That's the Brewers' Danny Jansen with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will be some new characters in the second installment of the Wicked feature film franchise. The Wicked 2, more specifically, Wicked for Good trailer, just dropped, and it features Dorothy, the Scarecrow, and Tin Man. Universal says this is the final trailer before the film's release November 21st of this year. Wicked for Good is a follow-up to 2024's Oscar-nominated Wicked. If you're looking for a new sports documentary, you're in luck. Clemente is the story of one of the best baseball players ever whose career and life ended way too soon. It is now available for streaming on the History Channel and explores baseball great Roberto Clemente's life on and off the field from his early struggles to becoming one of the best players in the game, as well as one of the most beloved. Clemente died in a plane crash in 1972 while delivering aid to Nicaragua. The film is executive produced by basketball great LeBron James and film directing great Richard Linklater. Jimmy Kimmel made an emotional return to his talk show Jimmy Kimmel Live Tuesday night. The host delivered a 17-minute monologue where he still did not hold back against the FCC or the Trump administration, but did clarify he never intended insensitivity toward Erica Kirk or the Kirk kids, even tearing up a bit throughout the monologue after an emotional few days. His biggest line of the night was probably after he played a clip of the president saying Kimmel doesn't have good ratings. When the camera went back to Jimmy, he said, "I do tonight," and the crowd stood and applauded like it did several times throughout the monologue or when he hugged Guillermo. Overall, the night was a big slap back at government overreach, with the host citing support from conservatives like Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens, and Ted Cruz. Even Joe Rogan, not so courageously, backed Kimmel after finally feeling it was safe to do so. It will be interesting to see how long the love lasts, but for now, Jimmy Kimmel is happy to be back. Week 39 at the box office is upon us, and there is a much-anticipated film opening in your local theaters. Paul Thomas Anderson's mystery thriller with a dose of comedy, One Battle After Another, is crushing reviews, receiving 98% on Rotten Tomatoes, with most of the reviews already in. That score will not change, but it will be interesting to see if audiences like it just as much as critics. The film stars Leo DiCaprio, Regina Hall, Tiana Taylor, Sean Penn, and Benicio del Toro. There's some good old-fashioned family fun available to watch as well, with G-rated Gabby's Dollhouse, based on the TV series. The film stars Gloria Estefan, nightlight pal Thomas Lennon, and the hilarious Kristen Wiig. Just a few reviews at this point, but they are all positive. And if you're in the mood for some horror, check out The Strangers Chapter 2. The first one was absolutely terrifying. The film is getting panned by critics, but oftentimes that does not stop forgiving horror fans. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to 53 for a low tomorrow. More sunshine, high once again in the mid to upper 70s. This sunny warm pattern is going to continue through the weekend and most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.